like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots.
Rebecca, this is Joyce Rosenwald sitting in for John. I understand he's a little under the weather. Please bear with me today. I've never done anything like this before, so we may have a couple little problems here and there, but I'm sure we can work them out. Today, I would like to have a dialogue with America. I would like to know what the people think. John brings you great people. He brings you experts in everything you can think of, and they all have wonderful things to say to everyone. What I want to know is, what do you think is going on in America? What do you think has to take place to change things? And what are you personally willing to do? Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Is there anybody out there willing to make that first call? No? Oh, come on, people, help me. I want to tell you, I was surfing the web last night, and I saw there's a brand new movement that's just beginning to take place. You heard Pete and I on this radio show talking about setting a condition precedent, stating you are not a United States citizen, putting it in the newspaper, removing yourself from the statutes. Well, it seems that that idea is catching on all over the internet. I'm seeing notice of immediate withdrawal of consent. People have been told that this is a government of consent, and they're no longer happy with what this government is doing, so they're removing their consent. What do you think about doing that? Do you think it could work? Are you familiar with Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which states that everyone, every state is entitled to a republican form of government, and that the states, the federal government has to guarantee safety in the states, protect the states from invasion? Do you think they're doing that? The United States is basically, in my opinion, being invaded by illegal aliens. I think we are at war, but our government tends to totally ignore that. Do you think that's why people are removing their consent? Do you believe that on one hand, they're being ruled by force, with no right to consent to anything, just being told you do it or else? And on the other hand, the government isn't upholding its responsibility to the people. What are the people to do? Do you believe that the people have a right to express how they feel and let government know how they feel? And do you think they have a right to withdraw when they've reached the end of the line, when they just can't tolerate it anymore? I really want to know what you think, America. I want to know where you think this country's heading and what will happen if we don't withdraw our consent, and what will happen if we continue to give our consent.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their tits, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, I think we have Jeff from Indiana out there on the line. Are you ready, Jeff?
I'm here, Joyce.
What would you like to say?
Well, you said something as far as giving an input, and I guess my input would be that we've been under their siege for 100 years now, and I really don't see them giving it up even an ounce for giving us back any of our freedom. That we're going to have to take it back, and by force.
And by force.
That is the way it's going to have to be.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think you should attempt it by force first, or do you think that you should exhaust every lawful method available to you, and then when you find out that you have that they're exhausted and you're still ignored, then do you
think
force would...
Well, I think we've already found out they're not listening to us. We found that out from the health care that they crammed down our throat. I think by now we should understand that they're not going to give it back to us. They're going to keep coming at us in every direction.
Do you think there's enough support for an attempt of change by force? Do you think the people will go for that?
No, I don't. We do have to exhaust whatever means we have for peace, and I know that's what John has been preaching. And I've been a long time listener. I've been listening a lot, long time. I campaigned for Colonel Gregg. We marched on the Federal Reserve in Chicago. We've been active, and for 20 years there's been talk. And to be honest, I'm tired of it. They're not listening.
Well, what do you think of just withdrawing your consent and support? If a tyrant has no support, he dies.
The only thing that
keeps it going is that the people agree and they all comply. What if we just refuse to comply, withdrew our consent?
Well, yeah, I believe they'll get you through the food as well. They got it. I was a very big foe for the North American Free Trade Agreement. Yeah, the other way it said is no American factories taking applications. And that's been proven a fact. We've lost our industry. We've lost our manufacturing base. I think their target, our probably next, is the food. The food chain, and they'll starve us into slavery if that's what they have to do. No matter what we do, the bottom line is they're not going to give it to us. They're not going to give up 100 years of their bulk for giving us our freedom. We will have to take it.
What are you doing to prepare for that?
Well, I have 10 kids, so...
Oh, you got your own little army.
Oh, yeah. We're preparing. You know, we are supporters of the RBN. We are supporters of the things that they advertise. We're trying to get ready as we speak, actually. So,
is your community participating? Are people coming together and realizing that they're going to have to help each other in order to save themselves and the nation?
There's not enough.
That's sad.
That's very sad. There's just not enough people. And I think this election will actually open a lot of people's eyes. I'm hoping it will. After this election, I think we'll know for sure if we've lost it or not.
Well, I think if Mr. Obama continues on his march to socialism, this may be the last election. There's nothing to stop him from declaring himself president for life if he doesn't seem to get any resistance from the people. They just seem to be going along with everything. Now, here's an interesting thing. Last night, somebody sent me an email that Congress passed cap and trade. And we never heard about it. We never heard they were voting on it. Supposedly it was postponed. And all of a sudden, here comes this announcement. While I was surfing the internet a couple weeks ago, I discovered in the UK two companies were bought by someone named Barack Hussein Obama Sr. Well, he's senior since his father died. Those two companies supposedly are going to deal with environmental waste. Now, our Constitution says no one can profit from being in government. Now, how could they pass the cap and trade behind our backs quietly, and yet have someone named Mr. Barack Hussein Obama Sr. buy two companies in the UK to handle environmental waste? You know, if that proves to be true, I hope everybody out there listening gets up on the internet and tries to find out whatever you can. If it's true that it was our president that bought those companies, that's an impeachable offense. And now you got something with teeth to go after him for. So why don't you people out there do a little research and try and help to end the solution, you know, find a solution to what we're living in?
Yeah, it's apathy is what you're talking about. Nobody is seeing this.
I know.
And they don't know where to find it. And they don't know that impeachable cause to get him out of the office. And then once they get him out, who's going to be in there?
Well, the thing that upsets me is I discovered that he requested a report from the Congressional Research Service to find out what he could do under martial law. And the thought is, if he thinks he may be impeached, or if the people of the country refuse to obey him, he's going to have the right to announce martial law. And then you're going to see soldiers in the street with uniforms and guns, and then we're really going to be an occupied nation. This is what scares me.
Well, then everyone buy the same uniforms, so we blend in well.
we'll all wear fatigues, right?
That's a good idea.
Oh, I just want to know how many of you out there have a tank or a flamethrower or an airplane that can drop bombs. That's what I want to know. The Supreme Court.
You give me a butter knife, and I'll have his rifle tonight. Give me the rifle, and I'll get his buddy's tank.
Well, the Supreme Court ruled, I don't remember the name of the case, but they said that because our Constitution states that the people have the right to change government when they believe that it's become oppressive and no longer serving the people, that the people really had the right to have all the military ammunition that the army would have, because you're not going to be able to beat tanks and flamethrowers and airplanes with sticks and stones.
If those things enter this country, Joyce, we'll all have them.
Well, I understand.
How do you think the Afghanistan got it from the Russians? They took it from them.
Well, I understand the head of the military for Japan never called for an invasion of America because he went to college here, and he understood that there's a gun behind every blade of grass in America. So I think as soon as there's a move to take the guns, that's the signal. And
that
also,
is the signal. I would agree.
And also, this kill switch bill, real quiet, that will give Obama the right to shut down the Internet for 4 months. If that goes down, that's another sign that something's coming. If he doesn't want us communicating with each other, there's got to be a reason for it.
Well, I'm all for what John has been preaching. Do it peacefully if we can, and if we can't, we tried. But I'm not going to hand my kids, I've got 10 kids, like I told you. I'm not going to hand them this.
Well, we have to do something because I believe this is our last chance. It's now or never. Because if we lose it now, we lose it forever.
Rise up. That's all I can say.
Rise up in righteous indignation, absolutely. Well, thank you, Jeff. All I can suggest is keep trying to teach as many people as you can. Tell them that.
We've got some here that they're coming around, so we'll just keep talking with them.
If the Great Awakening comes to America, things can change overnight. As long as they stay asleep, they're going to wake up in a new country and they'll have no one to blame but themselves.
All right. Be safe. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff. Dave in New York, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Well, I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
Joyce, I would like your opinion of the National Economic Security and Reformation Act. I'd like your impressions on the recent death of my personal friend, Christopher Story.
I don't know about that. I'm sorry.
And I would also like to express to you and to John, I hope he's all right, that these people are people that we are dealing with, the genuine enemies of humanity, are so monstrously evil that the average American can't even imagine what they're dealing with. They're dealing with the uses of doublethink, doublespeak, people who look fine but are in fact the personification of evil, people who are so clever about spinning lies that they're believed as, so it's okay, just everybody go back to sleep, go back to work, whatever. The reason why people are aware, but the reason why more people aren't forthcoming is because they're kept on a treadmill so busily trying to get themselves out of debt, pay their taxes, etc., that it's simply not funny in a crumbling economy which we see all around us.
Well, I hear the music. I think we have to break for commercial. Thank you, Dave. You're right. We'll be back shortly.
Heart- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things, but sonny, I've seen one thing beats them all. And I was flying back from Lubbock, I saw Jesus on the plane. Or maybe it was Elvis, you know, they kind of look the same. Hey, hey, look out, Junior, stepping on my bed. And I said, I don't see nothing, I'm just glad it didn't say. If dirt $1, if dirt $1, if dirt $1, I wouldn't worry anymore. No. Looking like a beauty queen.
We have another Jeff in Idaho. Are you on the line, Jeff?
Hi, Joyce. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I think the questions you asked earlier that are real important is that most people that have no idea how the government's constructed, how it funds itself, or how the people are used to basically fund its debt. In Oregon last year or so, the CAFRA funds that were available were put on a presentation, and it explained that they had $4.9 billion in available funds. Most people don't realize what the word funds means when they talk in their accounting speak. So there's a video on YouTube that's only had 4,000 views so far, but it's GJ8YHJYXPQO. That's, again, GJ8YHJYXPQO. Now, what's important about this is that before the 2008 collapse that they planned to bring in Barack Obama and introduce the third socialist wave, FDR, Johnson, and now Obama, to run the country into more debt again, the total 50 states had about $52 trillion in assets, and then they had $200 trillion in derivatives. Now, the previous caller was talking about a Christopher Story, and Christopher Story on the Internet has done research on Leo Wanta as far as funds that were used to basically bring down the Russian ruble in the 90s that were some of these CAFRA-type funds and also some of the Black Eagle-type funds that were used to basically decimate economies. Like the raid on the Oriental countries that wouldn't take the WTO in the late 90s, the raid in Mexico. So these funds are basically truly hedge fund activities where they go in and decimate economies when they don't want to follow the you know, the globalist policies. You know, Woodrow Wilson basically was trying to introduce the world to democracy and make it free for democracy. Well, what he meant is he was trying to free the world so that all countries could have central banks and then be communized from inside and then be run by the Bank of International Settlements. So we must understand that the people we're at war with are the international bankers who have basically created most of the wars basically since the 1500s. And people have been misled by thinking that these are religious wars when in fact they're, you know, territorial conquests. Just like the New World was conquered, the rest of the world is being economically conquered. So those are, I think, what we need to focus on as our liberties are stripped away by economic enslavement.
You're right, and I hope everybody goes that's listening goes and listens to that, because I don't think the American people, or the majority of them anyway, have any idea what kind of financial structure we're living under. And you got to know that first. And then when you understand that, you can understand everything else.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Bye.
Lark in Texas. Are you out there?
Well, hi there, Joyce.
Good afternoon, Lark.
Well, I kind of think the people... the powers that be behind the scenes are actually laughing at all of us.
You know, so do I. I agree with you.
I think they're just, you know, they're just belly laughing it every time they get together. You know, which is, you know, nowadays with rapid and instant communication is darn near daily. But here's the thing. We've got a lot of useless eaters out there. Look at all the Americans that are gleefully working in a so-called healthcare industry that was designed by the likes of Rockefeller and Morris Fishbein and the Flexner brothers and the geneticists that inspired the National Socialists in Germany before World War II and during World War II.
And don't forget, they were all financed by American bankers.
Oh, I know. I know. But as far as I'm concerned, and I'll hold if you wish, but I don't think there is a we solution at all. There's only an individual solution, an individualist solution. Until Americans can come to grips with that, there is no hope.
All right, hang on. I'll hold you over, and we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, Locke in Texas. Are you still there? You're going to tell us how it's an individual thing and we have to do it individually?
Well, that's just my opinion. It's, I mean, I love RBN and I love listening to you and interacting with you as I am at this moment. But at the end of the day, it's an individualist solution. You either choose to be independent or you don't. And let's face it, all of us are enslaved by two things. Number one, a counterfeiter's cabal debt instrument, a note, which is worthless, except that it has purchasing power for food, which is mostly poisoned, and medicine, which is all just a load of crap, law, which is equally a load of crap. If we could just simply... in my opinion, find shelter where we're not paying rent and or a mortgage. I think we should walk away from every single activity involving a bank. And after all, we're going to be forced to anyway, because we're going to be basically starved or forced into submission to this globalist government, as it appears. And I think that you're onto something when you talk about what I would term global noncompliance. But it starts with the individual. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there is no law that can be found in an American courtroom that we could equate with justice. It just doesn't exist.
You're right.
It's been deliberately designed as much. So the other thing, too, when it comes to our elected representatives, I got to tell you, as an independent-minded American, I just don't think there's anybody out there that's qualified to represent me.
Well, they don't. None of them represent you. Let's be honest.
They're not qualified, nor are they competent. Just like there's no doctor or lawyer qualified nor competent to represent me in any way, shape, or form. And unless Americans adopt this kind of an attitude, and they, you know, let me tell you something about debt. If it comes to a bank or to any kind of a what I would call a criminal syndicalist, that would include doctors, hospitals, lawyers, any of these kinds of things, I would simply repudiate it immediately and walk away from it. The hell with them.
Well, you want to know what I think? I think the people could do it if they had the cooperation of business. But business
is terrified
of government. They do everything government says that they need to do, not understanding that it's criminal syndicalism. It isn't government. It's a federal regime. So,
with all due respect, Joyce, you know, I'm not a communist, and I'm not a fascist. And I literally loathe both of them. And I also loathe socialists. And I loathe mamby-pamby people that don't think critically and don't think first and foremost for themselves and their loved ones. And so, again, I say to you and to anybody else listening, there is no collectivist we about it. It is about I. You have to think about yourself first, and then you have to gather up the people around you the best way you can that you care about and love. Because I'm telling you, the people that are in charge of this government, they hate us. They want us dead. They want us living in pens. They want us living as pack animals. They have no respect for us. They laugh at us.
The great unwashed, the useless eaters, the herds of useless eaters.
We even have a state religion now called the Noahide Laws. This is a repudiation of the First Amendment, if I ever heard of one.
Why don't you tell the people what the Noahide laws are? I don't know if any of them are aware of that.
Well, see, I'm not a religionist. I wasn't raised as Jew, Catholic, Muslim, pagan, or whatever. But I was forced to study religions because I realized that people are awash in their beliefs. They were indoctrinated. And, you know, I respect them. I have a problem that I kind of like all people. You know, we're all flawed in so many ways, and yet there's so much pleasure that I derive from being around people. But nowadays, it's tougher and tougher. Regarding the Noahide laws, these are supposedly the very basic first seven mitzvahs out of 613 that Old Testament Jews feel like it's the only way that they can accept living around so-called Gentiles. Now, that's how I phrase it. And it's just like legalese. We've all learned how language and words within language are coded according to whoever's reading them. This is true of the Bible and its many translations and transliterations. It's also true in the law. There's private law, public law, international law, state law, federal law. There's so many different types of laws. And that's why I say the communitarian law that we have today is really nothing more than Babylonian Talmudic law. Why? Because we have a state religion now. And it's public law 102-14.
You know, if you look into the Obamacare, you will recognize some of the no-hide law in there because they claim they can sterilize a woman if she is not a competent parent. They can take her children and then sterilize her. And, you know, the thing that scares me is the way this government seems to be bending over backwards to the Muslims is Noahide law is acceptable by Sharia law. That's what scares me.
Oh, yeah, and then, too, Joyce, look at Ezekiel Emanuel, one of Obama's commissars. This man espouses a doctrine called futilitarianism. And in short, this is that you have a moral duty to die.
That's right.
As the experts decide when and then under what manner and condition you should die.
Well,
that's why I say there can possibly be no respect for the law in America today because it is unjust.
I know. If you can't produce for the state, you have no right to live because you're supposed to love the state and do everything for the state. And when you lose the ability to produce for the state, you're supposed to voluntarily die, make room for a younger person to come in and produce for the state.
Well, let me tell you who I would describe as a useless eater and a treater and a traitor in America today. Anybody that works for the so-called healthcare industry in any way, shape, or form. Anybody who works in a sheriff's department or a police department that has accepted federal funds to disregard and circumvent what the people believed was constitutional rights. And that's just about every single sheriff and head of a police department in America today. Useless eaters are lawyers and judges. They are useless. And people like politicians who work in government, these people are all parasites. And until people start realizing that it's the libertarian that lives on your left, the communitarian that lives on your right, they're really just the same animal, then you have no choice but to think solely for yourself and those you care about. And yes, these people that we're up against, they think that we live, that the only real law is the law of the jungle. And that as long as they assume the will to power, they will take it. And guess what? They have. Unless we as individuals, mind you, make the determination that we're going to come out of this Babylon that we're living in, because that's what we're living in. It's pure hell.
That's exactly why I think this movement of withdrawal of consent just may catch on, because it's done individually. And when there's more people who have withdrawn their consent and absolutely refuse to obey and comply with the law of the king in the king's commerce, that's when it'll change. But listen, don't worry. They were a hair's breadth away from implementing this several times, and every time some kind of divine intervention took place, and they failed. This was supposed to be totally completed by the year 2000. We're now in 2010, approaching 2011. People are up in arms over Obamacare. They're up in arms that a man who says he's our president won't prove he has the right to be one. And they just say, I'm not going to obey him if he can't at least give us proof that we're supposed to. And then again, Americans aren't supposed to obey. It's supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people. We're not supposed to have a tyrant. And the people are beginning to understand that as well.
Well, Obama to me, Joyce, is irrelevant. I haven't watched TV in 9 or 10 months now. I don't have any desire to turn darn thing on.
Good for you.
People like Glenn Beck, I mean, they're just really not worth talking about.
No, you know what it is? No one is bringing anything like a remedy to the people. Telling them the same things that we hear every day and we know isn't doing us any good. Where is someone who's going to come forward, other than people like me that talk on the radio? Where are they? Why aren't we being told about a remedy? And the remedy is refuse to obey. That's the remedy.
One thing about it, everything we say on the telephone today is being collected by corporations that have dual citizenship owners. And when I think of Israel, Joyce, I don't think of Israel. I think of British and Israel. And I would love it if you would comment, and I'll get off the phone, but I would love it if one day you would comment on, because I would be very interested in your comment regarding the U.S. Congressional Record, 1940, British Israel World Government.
You can find it. You read that. That's no longer available.
Yes, it is.
Well, then I have a different report from the Congressional Record.
Where you need to go to JordanMaxwell.com, and you will find the remarks by either Senator or Congressman Thorkelson from Montana.
That's right. They were all sitting around congratulating themselves for destroying the country, and the Queen wants her American children back, and they spoke about the union of the United States and Canada.
And Christians today really trouble me because they don't realize how their very religion has brought us to this place where we are today. Well, you know, there is such a thing as the Pilgrim Societies.
That's it.
And, you know, we have to find out the story of the Pilgrims, the story of the Puritans, the story of the British Crown's interest and their predilection for forming so-called secret societies and so-called gentlemen's agreements.
I believe that document states that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the last constitutionally elected president of the United States of America. And after that, the government was totally owned.
Well,
did you read that in the document as well?
I think so. I think it was all over. And I think that, I also know it was the Crown's interest in Britain where both sides were funded during the Revolutionary War. If we look at the treaties of Paris that ended the Revolutionary War and the Treaty of Ghent that ended the War of 1812, if we look at the original ratified 13th Amendment, Americans need to wake up to the fact that we've been enslaved for a long time and we have been BS'd and lied to about our history for a long time. We have been in slavery since we were born, and probably our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents too. Once we realize this, we're going to realize that we really don't have anybody, combined with the other things I've noted and you've noted, that there's really nobody to shoot except your family members and your neighbors. You know, people that are your friends. You know, this is ridiculous to think that we have any choice but to first wrap our heads around the notion of what it means to be independent, and that means independent of thought. When we
it said that writing is the greatest catharsis. When you write it down, you get it out of your system, and it goes away for a while. Last week, I had a catharsis. I sat down and wrote, and you know what I ended up writing?
Huh.
I wrote, which really surprised me, I hate my fellow Americans because it's their fault of what we're living in today because they let it happen. And I'm going to be enslaved because of them, and I hate them for it. Now, I didn't even know that I had these kind of feelings hidden deep inside me. But it all came out when I finally decided I have to empty out. I find too much information. It could drive a sane person insane. I have to empty out after a while.
I think Walt Kelly had it right, Joyce, the creator of the Pogo comic strip during World War II. We have met the enemy, and it is us.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, because I'm a fallible creature myself, I've had to admit to myself over these last 4 or 5 years, not only have I been had, but I have cheerfully allowed myself to be had. And I think this is true of most all Americans today. And no matter how you justify your altruism, believe me, it is too often conflated with opportunism.
Well, I think the American people have to get a new word in their vocabulary. No, I will not obey. No, I refuse to comply. No, I withdraw my consent. We just have to say no collectively And if they don't have anybody to rule, who are they going to rule? And then if they move against us, at least we'll know the truth. We'll know where we stand, and then we'll take appropriate action. That's what I believe.
Well, I appreciate you, Joyce, and thank you for allowing me so much time on air, and I'll jump off now.
Thank you. Jeff, are you in? Jeff in Indiana, are you still out there? He dropped. Albert, are you there? Albert in Tucson?
Albert in Tucson's here.
You got the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Joyce, I just wanted to say that the fault is of the people, like you say, and everybody's been commenting on, what we need to do is wake them up. You know, I'm trying to do my best to wake up my own family. I mean, not only in government, in religion, and in healthcare, because you try to talk to those themes to them about, and they think you're nuts.
I know. Hold on, Albert. We're going to a break.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In Tucson, are you still on the line?
I'm still here, Joyce.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish up, and then we're close to the top of the hour. We're going to take a break, but I don't want anybody else to leave. Please hang in there, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Good, Albert. Finish your story.
Okay, real quickly, I needed some more information on your notice of immediate withdrawal and consent. And that's one of the issues. And also, I'm interested in the challenge of the constitutionality of the so-called state statutes.
Forget constitutionality of the statutes. Under the Auschwander rules, anybody who receives a benefit loses the right to challenge the constitutionality of the statutes. So they gave you something on one hand and took it away from you on the other. So don't bother going into court because they're not going to let you challenge them.
All right, I'm glad you told me that. Now, the thing about the government thing, I keep hearing people say the government is the government that. The government is supposed to be the people, and they think that group of thieves up there in the 10-mile square is our government. Those people are nothing but politicians. They're a bunch of liars.
That's right. We definitely do not have a Republican form of government, and I don't even know if people know what a Republican form of government is.
And even
it's not surrendering all your rights and your life to a bunch of elected people who aren't there to serve you. People have to wake up and understand that.
That's right. They need to wake up, and both of those parties, whether they're Democrat or Republican, they're the same bunch of thieves.
They all serve a different master. They don't serve the people. Civil War turned the country upside down. We went from government that was servant to the people who were the masters to government who became the master and the people became the servants. People don't even understand what really happened during the Civil War because no one's told the truth.
Yeah, and they use medicine and religion to divide us or to conquer us because people in religion, they don't understand what the rules are. They follow traditions of men instead of Yahweh's laws. That man mentioned 613 laws in that Noahide or whatever he called it, Noahide laws.
Mm-hmm.
I call those cowhide laws because they're nothing but bull. Okay.
Well, listen, who's smarter, them or us? If they can get the people to believe it, what does that say about the people?
Well, they're dumber than cows.
That's why they call us cattle.
Chattel.
And that's why we get milked every day.
That's right.
They let us into the corral with their corn, their free giveaway, and now we're roped in,
yes.
And now we realize what we did, and now we got to figure out how to get out.
And look, in medicine, people are trendy. People are just naturally trendy. They get to a certain age, and they think, oh, it's time for me to catch cancer. It's time for me to be a diabetic. It's time for me to be whatever disease, and they claim it. They own it. My cancer. I go and get my radiation treatment, my chemo. It's time for me to go to my chemo.
I want to tell everybody listening a little trick. If you are beyond childbearing age or a male and cannot be pregnant, a pregnancy test basically tests for metastasizing. If you take a pregnancy test and it's positive, it's a good possibility you have cancer. If it's negative, pray, thank God, and you're fine. Well, looks like we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back soon.
With